using the word drink, you'd say I...
I drank the whole glass.
Then you might ask me, how much have you?
How much have you drank?
All right, and then we could say, we sure drank a lot of water.
Drank a lot of water.
Okay. Now this is an invitation to sit down at the table. And when dinner's on the table and the family stand around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Dinner's ready.
Okay, if you have company.
Come on in and eat.
Okay. Now the principal parts of sit. Somebody comes into the dining room and you ask him, won't you?
Have a seat.
So then he blank
sit,
and began to eat.
Sit, stand, and
no one else was standing. They had all...
had all sat down.
Or if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say... potatoes are right there, you say...
pass potatoes.
If you want them to go ahead and eat, what do you tell them? I mean, when you want them to wait on themselves.
Help yourself.
Okay. Now we're talking about the word help. So he went ahead and blanked himself.
Help himself.
Since he had already blanked himself,
help,
I asked him to pass them over to me. And if you decide not to eat something when they pass it to you, you say, I don't
care for it.
Okay. We're talking about food cooked and served a second time. What do you say it's been?
Preheated.
Okay. And when you put food in your mouth, you begin to?
Chew it.
Okay. Did you ever take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way?
With milk. I've eaten it with milk.
And what did you call them?
Mush.
Okay, what do you call peas, beets, and all?
Vegetables.
Okay, and you grow them in?
Garden.
Okay. What is a particularly southern food that is often served with sausage and eggs? It's made out of ground corn and boiled and served with salt and pepper.
Grits.
Okay. And what do you call a dish made from the whole grains of corn?
Hominy.
Huh?
You've
made it. Mm-hmm. How do you make it?
That's long gone. We used to use lye. And I don't remember the whole process.
Yeah, it took the outside cover off.
I lifted it off, and softened it up. Because I like them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what is the staple food of the Chinese and the Japanese?
Rice. And soybeans.
Okay. What are the names for non-tax-paid alcoholic beverages that they make around here where they're not supposed to?
Moonshine.
Okay. What would you call it if it wasn't high quality and made under...
right good, I guess.
Under unsanitary conditions, I think you would call it that. When something's cooking and it makes a good impression on your nostrils, you say to someone, just...
smell that food.
What do you call that sweet sticky liquid that you put on pancakes?
Syrup or honey.
Okay, and is there any way you can distinguish syrup and molasses?
About a taste.
Okay, what molasses is made from?
Sorrel.
Okay. Okay, now, if you say this isn't imitation maple syrup, it's?
Pure
okay.
Maple.
And what would be written on a belt to tell you that it's cowhide and nothing else, it would say? It wouldn't say real cowhide, it would say?
Genuine cowhide.
Okay. Yeah. All right. When sugar is weighed out of the barrel, you say it's sold by the...
pound.
Okay.
Ounce.
Meaning that it wasn't packaged, you would say?
Loaded.
Okay. What do you call the sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar in the juice of grapes or apples?
Grape jelly.
Okay.
And apple jelly.
What do you have on the table to season food with?
Well, mayonnaise, or ketchup, or vinegar, or mayonnaise, or something.
Okay. What do you have in shakers?